Welcome to Thomas Village Baptist Church. Looking forward to the program and looking forward for you getting to be here with us. We won't have preaching service this morning, but we will tonight. So come back tonight and you'll get a good dose of the Bible. But it's good to have you here this morning. And our program will, after I step back, our program will begin. But I have one announcement. That's all that I have is a church business meeting this Wednesday night. And that's the only announcement I have to make. Anyone else have an announcement? Christmas dinner after service. Yeah, I forgot that. Some already said they've been preparing for it, so I guess they're ready for it. You're welcome to stay if you brought food or not. We should have plenty of food, so stay after, have a meal with us, and enjoy the fellowship. Okay? Let's go to the Lord in prayer and thank Him for this day. Father God, we just thank You that You've given us another day to love You and be loved by You. We just thank You for the group here this morning, each one that's here. May they get a blessing from the program, and may they feel Your Holy Spirit speaking to their hearts as You do us. And we just ask You to continue to be with us as a church family, be with the pastor search committee as they're searching for a new pastor. And we know, Lord, You have someone that You want to be here. I don't know whom, but You will let us know. And we just thank You for hearing our prayers and our petitions this day. There's several on our prayer list this morning that You'll receive as you go out this morning, but remember to pray for those and lift them up this week. And we have many needs in our families and in our church, but most of all, we need to witness to those that are lost and undone and don't know You and don't even know the reason for the season. Jesus, You came and You lived and You died and You rose and You ascended back to heaven for us. And we just thank You for that. And thank You again for this day. Thank You for the choir, and thank You for our pianist, and thank You, Lord, for just loving us another day and being our Lord and our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have one other quick announcement. There's no nursery this morning. We're excited that we have babies in the church again, but this being a kids' Christmas play, please keep your babies in here. We don't care if they make any noise. If you need to change a diaper, the nursery's back here in the corner, but we'd be glad for everybody to stay in here for the program, okay?
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse."
"Hold it a minute. That was your first mistake. I'm stirring like crazy to get these Christmas goodies finished. There's no rest for this hard-working mouse."
"The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there."
"Oops, that's mistake number two. These socks are by the fireplace to dry out. The kids in this house can't seem to stay out of the wet snow."
"The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads."
"Ugh, sugar plums, smugger plums. These kids are dreaming about gifts. Gifts and stuff and things. They don't care if the stuff dances or not. They just like the loot."
"Mr. Mouse, you certainly seem negative. Are you a little disturbed by Christmas?"
"Christmas? Bah, humbug. All it is work and worry and loot and bills and gimme, 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 got it."
"Oh no, Mr. Mouse. Christmas is much, much more than that. Let me grab the first edition of The Night Before Christmas and see if that will help you understand. Now settle down and listen."
"'Twas the night before Christ's birth, and up in the sky, the angels were prepping to be heard on high."
"Tonight's the night God is sending Jesus down to earth."
"I'm so excited. Who should we tell the news to first?"
"I just checked our assignments, girl. We are to go to the hills of Bethlehem to a group of shepherds."
"Shepherds? shouldn't we tell some important people?
It's God's plan for you to tell the shepherds first. The birth is just the beginning of the plan.
Well, God knows best. Let's get the other angels and head out. Lead on, Gabriel. Bethlehem, a small rural town, were just getting ready to lay themselves down.
I have so much to do. I even have to have a lift. I've never seen so many people in this town. The Roman tax census is causing a lot of headaches. My place is so full, I've had to turn people away. Just last night, a young couple came to me begging to let me stay in their, my stable. I suppose it is better than sleeping on the streets. Maybe I should check on them.
And out on the hillside, while watching their sheep, a group of young shepherds were falling asleep, when suddenly out of the sky came a light. An angel appeared, making everything bright.
Peace to each man. You need not have fear, for the news we have brought you will find very dear.
A baby is born, this not is his birth. He comes to save all the people on earth.
In Bethlehem town, you will find this dear child with Joseph and Mary, his mother, somehow.
Sharing a manger with oxen and sheep, nestled in blankets, the babe sound asleep.
The news we bring this wonderfully night, Jesus is born, let us run to the sight.
Thank you.
shepherds went searching with no time to lose. And just as the angels had told them aloud, they found Jesus with Mary and Joseph, so proud.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was one of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
That's a great story. Jesus was born on that first Christmas day?
That's right. Jesus was born on the first Christmas day. A gift from the Father. He planned it that way.
And every dear person who hears and believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. For all folks have sinned and have gone their own way, but God listens closely when we choose to pray and choose to love Jesus, who came down to earth to live and to die and to give us new birth.
Terrific! Christmas isn't all about loot and gimme, 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 got two. It's really just Jesus, joy, and love straight from God.
Congratulations! Now you know the reason for the season.
Thank you. be sin for us to take our place, to be our propitiator, to go to heaven and intercede for us every time we sin. We said to the Father, if we're His, God, Father, don't charge this against them. We pay the price for this. And they're mine. They're yours. And we just thank you, God, for the plan of salvation. We just thank you, Lord, again for each one here this morning. We just ask you to be with us as we fellowship together in food. It's been prepared. And we thank you for those that have brought food and prepared food. And we just thank you for giving us another time together, and a special time of the year that we can call you. Your name, our Savior, our Emmanuel, God with us. You're with us every day, whether we're in hard situations or good situations. You still see us through. We just ask you with our church. Again, we thank you for each one here and for the food we're going to partake. And most of all, we just thank you for being our Lord and our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. We're dismissed.
We're not dismissed.
I'm just staying up here.
Where'd the mouse go? He's I'm a totally different person. I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you. a baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know? Thank you.